Wow. Well done.
Good job, France, Senegal. This is, I believed in you. I believed in you.
I mean, when so many people doubted.
Oh, my God. That was absolutely incredible match. In fact, it's time for our six-pack of reactions presented by Smirnoff Ice, the official. I can't read the rest of it.
I think you started too soon.
Did I?
You did.
Okay, that's could be my fault.
We didn't even introduce ourselves. We'll get to it in a second.
Yeah. We'll go back to this camera.
Well, welcome back. We are live here right after France versus Senegal. My name is Christian Polanco.
Hey, I'm Alexis Guerrero.
Alexis really wants to need introductions? He really wants to talk about Smirnoff right now.
Oh, it's right in front of us. Am I allowed to drink on camera?
France ends up winning this game 3-1. And for most of it, we were ready to, you know, have much more concerns over France throughout this entire World Cup.
I think this is more of a you thing. I expected a little bit.
You thought the first I was fine?
It was a little bit of a slow start, but I was expecting, Senegal's no chump. And, you know, look, a lot of these players are coming together. This is going to be the first time that they're playing together in a World Cup type atmosphere this year. I was like, all right, maybe you can't come out and score right away. What are you, America? You know what I mean?
We're the only country that can play like that. You have to start asking the questions. Are they still... I would say before Mbappe scores that third goal, you can see the lower third where we had it prepped. We're like, should they still be considered the World Cup favorites? And there was a reason for concern. Some of the chemistry didn't look exactly right. Mbappe looked a little bit lacking a little bit of sharpness. But outside of that, it was a game where.
I also like to congratulate Senegal on changing their flag.
We're figuring it out, everybody.
I mean, we're having a fun time here. I actually don't mind when you play a team like Senegal, who are absolutely stacked, and you saw it in the goal they scored. You saw it throughout the game. Obviously, not many nations are going to be as stacked like France, but Senegal has talent across the entire pitch. I kind of expected them to give France a little bit of a game, and they did. So I wasn't surprised by that. It's not nearly as much as you and some of the producers were when we were watching the game. I kind of thought this is what the case was. I was a little worried about Mbappe up front because there was two very clear opportunities for him to be Mbappe, through balls. One, he tried to do a rainbow flick versus letting it run past his body.
I would have understood if Michael Olise was like, bro, I ain't passing to you no more. Okay, yeah, I'm done with this.
We tried that twice, dog.
You can't keep letting me down because I'm sending you like just artistic passes. Yeah.
Hey, we're in America. Three strikes. You got two. All right? I was impressed by their ability to come back in the second half and finish the domination as far as I was concerned. Didier Deschamps, for everything you could say about him, people truly believe like he doesn't have too much input in this team. Oh, you're filled with talent. It's about making that talent deliver at their highest level. And maybe some of these players don't really need all that motivation, but he's found ways to get it done. And he finds ways to motivate them in the second half. And this is a good example of that. I was impressed. It's also, what a spoil of riches you have to be able to bring on guys like Barcola if you want, or Ryan Cherki as a sub.
It's not fair.
It's just ridiculous. I mean, these players are the highlight player for most other nations.
Sure.
They're backups on France.
Sure. And being able to bring in, like you think about bringing off somebody off the bench to some pace or, to work on these like tired defenders and stuff like that. But then you bring on the most creative footballers that the world has to offer.
Ryan Cherki, the most maverick of all maverick, the most rogues of all rogues.
You can't bring in Cherki with a lead.
Yeah.
My man's not gonna, he's gonna be doing step overs, he's gonna be doing all his little tricks and everything. He's gonna have too much of a good time.
It's kind of ridiculous. You know? It's like, I'm sorry, the magician didn't show up for your birthday, for your 7-year-old birthday party. Here's Playboy Cardi. It's kind of like, what?
Wow.
So he wasn't plan A.
The fact that they were both available is amazing. Right.
I bet you a couple people are upset they didn't show up to this party.
So, this is a, for Senegal, I think it's a, losing to the U.S. In their friendly. It's hard to be too judgmental towards Senegal. They had a They had a good first half, and then France showed up.
Yeah.
And there's just not much you can do
even
there.
Even in that first half, France showed signs of like, we're going to be able to get by you. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Also, when you have Olise.
Also, I mean.
He could break every line with one pass. It's absolutely incredible.
Nico Jackson had opportunities. I mean, the ball that hit the post in Basel for Mike Maignan, that could have easily got. It's almost kind of insane that it didn't go in. I've never really seen it hit off the post, hit off the keeper's foot, and then bounce out right just far post. It's kind of crazy.
You know what's funny? I was looking for like on the different betting apps to see they took hit the woodwork away, because I think in every game the woodwork's been hit in this World Cup.
Okay. Hey, you know, the sports books want to save some money.
The house always wins. Well, here's I'm about to say something I've not said before. It's time for your six pack of reactions presented by Smirnoff Ice.
Let's go.
Which we'll call it. I know there's a little more, but once that teleprompter starts rolling, buddy, I'm going to be able to say it. I thought maybe you'd do it.
We'll get there.
It's the official ice. There it is. The official ice cold beverage that should absolutely be in your fridge for every match this summer. Smirnoff Ice. Hey, too crisp to resist.
Okay.
I thought of all that on my own.
And just nailed it off the dome.
Off the dome. You know what? I don't need your teleprompter. We've got obviously a couple of reactions we got to give.
Yeah.
Game reaction.
My first one. Yeah. I'm gonna go with even though like I had this written right before the final whistle, but I thought Mbappe had just a poor start. Just like those two passes from Olise that didn't lead to goals. He ended up. Olise still continued giving him opportunities, sending in the ball in really, really dangerous positions. But just there was a little bit of, nervousness or just settling in to the Mbappe sort of we all know and love. And so maybe a little bit concerning, not necessarily the hottest of hot takes because he ends up scoring a 40-yard banger. But
hot take, you're like, is it on?
Okay, my hands are freezing.
Jesus, I can't feel my fingertips.
But the obviously you don't want to see that even early in the game because they Mbappe realistically probably should have had a hat trick, possibly even more goals.
My hot take is that France just got too much talent. This isn't fair. Let's split France up. This is ridiculous. Yeah, let's cut it in four.
Gotcha.
Okay, and then we could one. France gets everyone born in Paris.
Alexis wants a France regime change.
I don't know. Look, no Americans ever suggested that. But let's go in somewhere and just change everything about them. I Ryan Cherki coming off the bench is absolutely incredible. When I look at France, my real hot take is that France stands above everyone else in this. I know we're only one match in, but Spain, come on, you want to compete with this?
Yeah.
France
has clearly a deeper bench and
it's just insane.
Much more threatening.
How is Ligue 1 now doing better when these many players are born and raised in their country?
Okay, let's go to Senegal and I'm going to say that I don't understand. I don't think he ended up playing the game at all, but Illiman Ndiaye did not play. He didn't start. Please confirm if he played in the game. I don't remember. We were, juggling a bunch of stuff, so I don't know if he got into the game. But so he did not. Yeah, he did not get into the game. This is a mistake. And please confirm if he's injured or not. I don't know.
I think a little bit of creativity in the middle of the pitch would have helped.
There was I forgot who it was that hit it over the bar. When Senegal had that great chance in the first half, there were about three or four chances that Senegal, if they were just a little bit cleaner on their finishes, that could have been very, very threatening. But that one where the player turned, like he should have hit it with his left, he could have hit it with some power. He tried to turn his body, hit it with his right, and it just hit over the bar. Him on a giant doing that. Come on, man. How could what is the rationale be for like not putting in what I think is Senegal's most creative player as far as on the ball and
might be his
technical ability.
Might be maybe tracking back. They wanted to go more defensive because you're going up against France. I mean,
I understand that.
The superpower in soccer, they have firepower on every position.
Sure, sure.
With all the talent, my second hot take, with all the talent available to France, how is Theo Hernandez still the left back?
Okay.
How is that possible? I mean, they're just so stacked. How is that still your left back? And no disrespect to Taylor Hernandez, but he's there's something about, you know, he moved to Saudi. He's clearly like a slight step behind.
Yeah.
He had an incredible clearance for the first cross that came across. But he's the one player that doesn't fill me with a lot of confidence when I see he's on the ball. And I think if there's any way to get after France, it's probably going to be through the right-hand side, because Theo Hernandez, through your right-hand side, yeah. So their left. Because Theo Hernandez just seems to be the – him and Rabiot don't fill me with a ton of confidence. But in particular, Theo Hernandez, I'm like, I don't know. Might be something you might want to think about.
Okay. I mean, you know, for what? For all of France to develop another left back? I mean, who else? I don't know what the other options.
They got 75 attacking central mids that are incredible.
It's just like, I mean, you could say, you know, Tim Ream, like sometimes players have something, they offer something to a team that they
apples to apples. I think, you know, I mean, the U.S. are like, thank you for having.
I'm just saying, but relative to a player that maybe it doesn't always make sense why they're still on the team, but that veteran leadership, that expertise, that experience can go a long way. So, you know, whatever. I mean, yeah. Is he the same player he was 10 years ago? No, he's not. But, you know, he's doing his thing. My last thought is, and again, it all changes after Mbappe scores that third goal. But I think France got a fairly lucky to not drop points in this. I think Senegal could have scored first and had more dangerous chances early in the game. There's a few weaknesses, I think, defensively that France has been sort of made aware of. Because Nico Jackson, he doesn't hit the post it takes a very friendly bounce for France off of Maignan. This is a very different game. And France, I think just as soon as Senegal concedes first, they're playing now a little bit more concerned and a little bit more risky and stuff like that. So they couldn't maintain the same defensive pressure that they had in the first half.
I mean, I get that. But my final take is just going to be that Senegal should walk away with this proud.
And really? Yes,
it should be. Yes, 3-1 is not great, right? But when you walk away, you basically went 7 or 8 rounds with Mike Tyson. Like, that's nothing to scoff at. You know what I mean? France is going to beat a lot of other nations in this tournament.
But
Senegal.
But you won like the first 2 rounds or 3 rounds. You know what I mean?
You held your own in the first round. But Senegal should walk away from this and saying, unless we meet up with France again, I think we stand a pretty good chance. They're clearly stacked. What happened in AFCON wasn't a blip. They deserve to win that game. Mm-hmm. Whoever wins the trophy, I don't know what nation army has it now, but clearly they were good enough to win AFCON, and I think that directly translates to the World Cup in the sense that you are very clearly one of the best teams in this tournament. You should walk out of there with your heads held high and know that if you come up against the majority, including Spain, you're probably going to be okay.
It's fair for them to be a bit disappointed. I think they kind of will rue the chances that they missed in the first half.
I'm not saying you're not disappointed. Yeah, yeah. You did have a chance to score early.
I would be mad. I'd be like, yo, we almost had them. Yeah, and but then we give up three. The score doesn't reflect how good Senegal were in this game.
Oh, definitely not. If it wasn't for that final goal, if it ended 2-1, I would have said, like, yeah, that's probably right.
Sure.
Yeah.
I wonder that. I mean, the third goal was fantastic. You would imagine Mendy is not expecting a shot from that far.
That's his job. I hate to tell you. As but a goalkeeper, that's kind of the thing you're supposed to do.
He is very, very far away. So I can understand him not. But his, I don't, and the ball was curving, yes. I wasn't really moving that much. I wasn't knuckling, I don't think. I got to watch it again. But, I mean, a World Cup goalkeeper should stop. It kind of like he almost moved his hand slightly out of the way of the path of the ball, almost like which leads me to believe it could have been possibly moving, but I think it was more he just did not expect a shot like that.
Maybe he looked in the crowd and saw that the three of the Knicks players were there, and you know that
were three of the Knicks players there.
You didn't see them?
I did not see them.
Yeah, OG Anunoby, Deuce McBride, and Bridges, Mikal Bridges.
Well, clearly they are footy fans and they are welcome on our program anytime.
They're also champions.
Okay.
Maybe, you know, Edouard Mendy was like, I'm not the other Mendy. maybe he was having that conversation.
Sure, yeah. you got to always clarify.
I know what you're thinking. So, different guy.
Edouard Mendy, we're looking at his stats right now. 5 saves on XG on target was 1.89 with 3 conceded goals. It's just not his best day. But the first half,
bombarded.
There were two the shot from Olise and the shot from Mbappe, the ones on the ground. He stopped where even producer Carter was yelling, even as soon as the opportunity was coming, he was like, go. Goal's coming up, and boom, Mendy stopped him. So that, I mean, there were incredible chances that are almost harder to obviously harder to miss. I mean, you just have to get around the goalkeeper, but he put his extended his leg out just at the right time, and so he again, it could have been an incredible story if he, you know, again doesn't give up. It's kind of a ridiculous goal.
Yeah. I'm gonna give you a free hot take. New Zealand Iran was better than this game, by the way. But why don't we get to a couple comments, couple tweets? What do we got? We got stuff on the internet. They're talking about us. Let's go check some of
these. Big fan of this internet stuff, man. I think it's gonna stick around.
Yeah.
We got
Kylian Mbappe. What a way to become France's all-time leading goal scorer.
Oh, that's right. Good for him. He surpasses Olivier Giroud. If I remember that correctly,
record breaking day.
3-1 France scores again. What a goal!
Yeah, that final goal was crazy.
Yeah, I mean this is what this game is at MetLife. OG Anunoby.
Yeah, they are.
Mikal Bridges.
Some respect on Deuce McBride, bro.
They just completely was that.
He's there. He's right under the bug.
In the tweet itself, it just doesn't even acknowledge
Damn,
him.
It's
like OG cat and friend or whatever.
Three for Mbappe. I'm trying to say in a French accent. Did I get it?
No, well, I mean, only the audience can decide.
Let us know in the comments.
Put it in the chat. Is that a good
French?
L'histoire de Mbappé. Okay. All right, we're going to get canceled. No, man, this is, again, congrats to him. He should have had two more, bro. That's
crazy.
Okay.
Whatever, man. Hopefully he has a nice big piece of cake.
Let's go to our players of the game. Do you want to do mine first?
Yeah.
Mbappé got his two goals. Good for him. But
then let me do mine because it's Mbappe.
Okay.
Yeah, for me, my player of the game is Mbappe. I mean, what an absolutely incredible. Yes, there were other opportunities where I was a little worried in the first half, but sometimes you got to warm yourself up into the competition. And already, by the way, in the second half, it's not going to take a couple games in the second half. Two goals, four shots on target. He didn't even miss the target. I don't know how his XG is 0.76 because this guy, I mean, even the final shot, I get it being low XG, but the first one was pretty on point. For me, absolutely incredible. And he kind of proves, I don't know about the locker room guy, I don't know about how he is, you know, with his teammates, but he proves that when
Madrid,
the whistle blows.
It's a whole different story.
Yeah. But when the whistle blows, plus he's got Tchouaméni there to fight his fights. But when the whistle blows, I mean, for the 90 minutes, he is the best player on the pitch. And I don't think it's going to be any different this tournament.
Imagine France face Uruguay. That'd be so dope. That'd be so fun.
But do it in an octagon.
at the White House.
Jesus.
My player of the game is going to be Michael Olise.
Wow.
Michael Olise, I thought, was...
Over Mbappe.
Mbappe got the goals, but who did the work? Who created...
Still Mbappe.
Created those opportunities? Two assists, 89% passing... But again, a big chance is created three, which is...
By the way, that would have been like 95% pass accuracy if it wasn't for him.
he looked incredibly threatening. It's not even just the passes that he was making, but you can tell the defenders were like, I don't have to worry about a shot from outside of the box, right? Like, I have to... Yeah. I can't stay too close. But then I think that confusion that he causes with defenders is why those passing lanes open up, right? Because they're like, I can't press too close.
Right.
Let me give him a little bit of distance. He has more time to think.
They're also cheating in angles. He's like, I'm just going to use the opposite
side. Exactly. Yeah. And you give him too much time with the ball, and he finds Mbappe.
For that first goal, I mean, he broke two lines with one single pass, and it was a vision that if you were draw it up and you would make a red mark on that whiteboard, make this pass, you'd be like, well, no one's crazy enough to do that. Olise is, and he's skilled enough, especially the one ball where he sent was so perfectly weighted to the run of Mbappe. Mbappe held back his run because of the goalkeeper. But in that moment, you saw Olise just fall back to the floor because he was like, what are you doing? I literally put it on a platter for you. And he's done that all game.
Yeah, it's fun to see his just growth as a player, man. I mean, he was good at like Crystal Palace.
They didn't play in a way that allowed him to be as good as he is. And I think this is the same thing I said about Victor Kompany. You know what I mean? I'm like, watch when he's with a better team.
Vincent Kompany.
What did I say? Victor, my bad. Vincent Kompany. I'm like, watch when he's with a better team. He's not the guy who got relegated at Burnley. That's Burnley got relegated with Vincent Kompany. It's a company is going to get pretty far in the Champions League.
It's not even on my resume anymore.
I don't even smell like that.
I don't even
anymore,
know that club, dog. This is a look, but like, credit to him. I thought Lise was fantastic. And I think
Victor Kompany.
I think he is clearly, in my opinion, going to be, you know, like the star coming out of this World Cup. The brand deal is going to be crazy.
Yo, bro, you and the Cape Verde goalkeeper are going to be doing TikTok dancing.
All right, let's take a look at some YouTube comments. Shout out to everybody in the chat leaving their comments. Let's highlight a couple of those. Major Money hit us with a 3-straight World Cup finals isn't guaranteed. Okay, with France.
I'm a little bit more confident than I was before after this. France won and will continue to, but this game proved they're human. Why are so many people on Major Money? Why is everyone so down? They just beat Senegal. Senegal's a huge team.
Yeah, but look, it was a rough first half.
Okay, here we go. My idea has taken shape now. New France, South France, France City, and Buffalo. I like it, bro. That last one threw me for a loop. I'm not going to lie.
I love let's all travel to Buffalo.
Le Buffalo. Le Buffalo.
Mbappe unbothered by a trophy-less season at Real Madrid. That's right,
like,
man.
I got my goals.
You got to put it behind you, bro. How many going to bring that drama to the World Cup?
And pink waving.
Louis. I assume that's supposed to be an emoji, is my guess.
Maybe. Maybe there was an emoji, but the way we translated in our system.
Yeah, maybe it doesn't work.
Our flux capacitor broken, bro.
It's actually, you exploded the flux capacitor by putting in that hand pink waving.
Yeah, Carter was on fire. We had to put him out.
We're sending you the bill.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's do some stock up, stock down. Who are we thinking? Change the, you know, their narrative a little bit.
For me, stock up for Senegal. I know it's a 3-1 loss, but I think this has to fill you with confidence that there's a lot of conversation about, will a sub-Saharan African team ever, how far can they get in the World Cup? And what is, your play in AFCON? How does it compare to when you play the European Giants? And, you know, all the jokes aside about this was the African El Clasico, because so many African players play or people with African heritage play for France. The joke is, to me, null and void, because these Senegalese players could get into almost any European nation if they wanted to, if they qualified to play for those. That's how good this Senegalese team is. And Morocco took them how far? Egypt could give up a good fight. I think there's a really good sort of argument to be made that Senegal could get as far as any sub-Saharan African team ever has in this competition.
Okay, I'm gonna say stock up, and not necessarily, you know, with the most gains per se.
But the portfolio up?
You got to keep them in the portfolio. Yeah. I thought Nico Jackson had a decent game. I mean, I didn't know exactly what to expect. He's obviously at Bayern. He's behind Harry Kane. He's not going to be playing that much. Mm-hmm. But I thought he was a focal point in the attack. And he got on the end of a couple balls. He didn't really, obviously didn't finish the chances that he had. He had the close one that hit the post, but it looked all right. I mean, as far as like what you want from a good striker at the World Cup, I think he did his job well. Just couldn't get over that little hump. But I'm happy with his performance. He's a player, obviously, when he was at Chelsea. Got dogged all the time, got criticized so heavily, missed shots and all this stuff. But even in the Premier League, still, like, you can criticize him all you want, but like the numbers kind of like speak for themselves.
Yeah, his goals, especially that last season at Chelsea.
Double digit goals. He's like a decent player. Yeah. So I liked him at
I just want to say stock up to Mendy. Eduard Mendy, I think, had a great game. I mean, the last goal was probably a big question mark.
Yeah.
And really, you make one mistake as a goalkeeper, that usually means you lose, or at least they scored a goal. But I thought Eduard Mendy had a pretty good game all around. He stood on his head at moments. He looked really composed. So Stock up.
Stock down to the coach for Senegal, bro. You can't say Illimani Ndiaye, bro. That's
why every Everton player to get
every Everton player should be heavily featured at the World Cup. Okay, get Ireland in there and get Seamus Coleman playing.
I do wish Ireland was in this competition.
But yeah, that is just a few disappointing decisions. But even with the lineup choices, like, I mean, Senegal, they did their thing in the first half, but again, it's like you have to worry about Mbappe, Doué, Barcola comes into the game. Like, it's ridiculous. I mean, it's just like, bro, can I catch a break? Like, give me a little bit of time to, like,
I mean, Cherokee coming on. This is not fair.
We need 14 hydration breaks. Yeah. Bro.
How about this? We get a hydration break, they don't.
Now you okay?
I have good ideas.
Almost like a handicap in golf.
Okay, you guys aren't allowed to drink at all.
No.
Y'all on Ramadan status. No water.
No water allowed. And then maybe
only Smirnoff Ice. You're allowed to have Smirnoff Ice.
Okay, that's our one compromise.
Uh-huh. Okay, and hold the label out to the kid.
Okay, it's just make sure the glass looks like it's, you know, the condensation is on. Yeah. We're really
with yogurt. I don't know why, but it looks good on camera.
Again, we were like joking a little bit, but I think Senegal put in a decent performance. And again, in
what I'd be proud of, it's France, dude. If they did this against maybe like a smaller nation like Austria, I'd be like, yeah, all right, be worried. But
yeah, any others that we got? I mean,
do you have a stock down? Do you have a big stock down?
I mean,
I don't think anyone embarrassed themselves out there.
I don't think so either. I mean, I'm looking at FotMob and Mike Maignan is the lowest rated French player with 6.2. It seems kind of harsh, but he didn't really face that many.
Also, Tchouaméni stepped on his foot at the beginning of the match.
That was also really odd.
Right, when was the last time that happened?
I think I've seen it happen. Did it happen in MLS at some point? I feel like I remember it in MLS. But the weird thing is that Tchouaméni steps on his teammate's foot.
Yeah.
The goalkeeper goes down and the ref is like, all right, ball awarded to France.
Yeah.
What? Hey,
they deserved it. The guy's losing a toe.
We just saw in the U.S. Paraguay game a mistaken identity.
Don't y'all have like extra camera now?
This is the mistaken identity right here. Yeah. I mean, there wasn't a yellow card issued, but what a terrible refereeing decision. I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah, it was a weird one, but there's been other weird moments in this World Cup that didn't surprise me that much.
Jesus. Okay, we got some more comments. Let's take a look.
Let's find out more about Buffalo.
Let's see what's Buffalo?
New Jersey.
These are some good ideas.
I mean, we're really thinking with our hats. Limerick City. Let's go. I want to get both these in the shot. Here we go. Hey, Limerick City.
Was this from Gabal Donar? Yeah. You get one DP from these rosters for NYCFC. Who do you take? Gabal Donar. Shout out to Gabal Donar.
Beautiful.
Pico making some artwork for the Cooligans. Yeah. I wish we could show on the screen right now.
One of my favorite jerseys of all time. He did the El Paso Locomotive.
You get one DP from these rosters for NYCFC. Who do you take? I mean,
from these rosters? They need a striker.
I mean, I guess at least our players are the game.
Actually, no way. Maxim Morales. Yeah. Yeah, we need Olise.
Olise. Yeah, I mean, there's not too much.
How about this? Olise and Mbappe. No, just hold hands and maybe no one will notice.
Buy a home in Limerick City and figure it out later.
England will be having a closed-door scrimmage against Sporting Kansas City. Wow, y'all need to let your homegirl, Rebecca Lowe, know that they don't represent the best of us in MLS. Wow, they are playing a closed-door scrimmage against Sporting Kansas City.
When?
Yeah, how do we get in there? I know it's closed doors, but it's us. Me, the mayor of Limerick City.
How many goals does Haaland get against Iraq tonight?
I think it might be. I'm going to say a hat trick.
That's interesting. I'm going to say
Haaland scores a hat.
I'm going to say, you know what? I think they know who they're facing and they're really going to do everything possible to not let them score.
I also think that, and I think it's a hat trick.
I'm going to say one goal.
Okay.
I don't think he's going to go that crazy.
A loser has to chug a Smirnoff Ice on camera.
I mean, that means I'm a winner.
Thank you. Good answer. Brandon's happy. We're back to Le New Jersey. Hey, who for this roster is going to be the president of Le New Jersey? Meet Jackson and Sar.
Well, that go from Mbappe again.
It was absolutely incredible.
It was beautiful.
Shouts to everyone in our chat. Shouts to everyone who mentioned. Shouts to everyone on X giving us good content.
Thank you. Yeah. ESPN FC said Kylian Mbappe passes Lionel Messi and Pele in the World Cup
goals
in the exact same game. World Cup Mbappe is a different beast. Yeah, I mean, he always has fantastic World Cups.
Yeah.
And then he goes to his club and all the problems come right.
Who won more trophies? Barcola subs in and scores instantly. It's really unfair for France. It absolutely is.
Shout out Yahoo Sports. You really know ball, Yahoo Sports.
Where have I heard of you?
maybe quote Alexis when you
read. Kylian Mbappe pulls out the flute. Could be anything. Celebration, just as he promised James Corden he would. Oh, is that why?
Ah, the flute thing. Okay. Gotcha. I mean, also Barcola's celebration was quite interesting. What is
Mbappe for France? And it's
Bukayo Saka? Is that
good? I'm assuming you love Bukayo Saka.
I'm assuming this is a compliment.
There will be no Saka slander on this show. One of our producers is a Tottenham fan.
So let's look ahead for France and see who they got coming up. I mean, it almost doesn't really matter who else they are.
Let me see who else is going to lose to France here.
Yeah. They have Iraq left and Norway.
France-Norway is going to be a fun one. I don't think France is going to lose that one, but that's going to be a fun one.
Okay. So, I mean,
Mbappe's going to have to score a couple to get through that one.
You had asked the question about Erling Haaland. How many goals is he going to score against Iraq? I said one. For Mbappe against Iraq, I think it's gonna be a hat trick. That's the way I think he's gonna go crazy.
He almost scored a hat trick against Senegal, and that's all you're giving him is a hat trick against Iraq.
I think that's pretty good. I mean, look, they're gonna obviously Iraq are gonna be tough, against whoever they play. But just it's the wealth of talent, on France over Norway that is gonna just. If it's not going to be Mbappe, somebody else is going to get a hat trick. You know
what
I mean?
Just buy Claire Fontaine.
Whatever it is, get the coach and bring him.
I mean,
Pochettino, bring those guys here. Yeah, what are you doing? Why can't we just copy?
Get all your Argentinian homies. Hire Claire Fontaine.
Like they're doing something right.
Yeah. Jeez. Get Mr. Fontaine on the phone right now. Listen, Claire, baby.
Claire and Fontaine.
Yeah, both of y'all. Me and my friends. Oh, now I forgot the name of the law firm.
Which one?
Something in Barnes. They
Salino
broke
and Barnes.
Salino and Barnes.
Damn, that's deep cut, New York, New Jersey.
Yeah. You got to be from around here to understand that one. But don't worry, I didn't get the joke right anyway. So can France go perfect in this group?
Without it.
Well, will they put as much stock in the, and I understand their second 11 could still get very far,
right.
But that game against Norway, it might not be the starters against, Erling Haaland.
I guess that's true, but I'm still favoring the France's bench over Norway's first
starters.
11.
Yeah. Don't trust Norway at all.
No, I don't. I think they'll generally be fine. I think they'll get out of the group and all this other stuff. Once they play some really, really tough team. I mean, and that game against France is going to really determine, like, what Norway's all about. And it's not just, I'm not saying that they're bad. I just think they have not been here before.
Right.
And so many of France's players, not only players that won the World Cup in 2018, are still there, still pretty young. And then they have just an absolutely lethal amount of players that are new to the World Cup or have less experience that are just going to completely dominate a team like Norway. I'm worried for Norway when it comes to that.
You're bugging.
Okay, let's look at Senegal, who they have remaining in their group.
I'm seeing Norway and Iraq in that order, if I'm not mistaken. It is Norway and Iraq.
Yeah. So you would favor them against Iraq. They should be fine to get out of the group, and the best third place team is where that's probably at this point.
You probably are going to suspect that unless
the game against Norway.
Yeah, it's the game against Norway is the dictates who gets out of this group.
Sure.
Along with France.
Yeah, yeah. So it's going to be, I'm curious to see how they match up against each other, because I think they're kind of, I would say Erling Haaland is like the outlier that's just like, he's clearly the best player on the pitch.
Well, you just don't respect Martin Odegaard and Sorloff at all, huh?
No.
Yeah, I figured you were going to say
that. I think Odegaard has had like kind of an up and down season. I think Odegaard this season stepped into a role of like, even though he's the captain of the team, I'm gonna step back a little bit so that Arsenal win the league. Like, I'm not,
I don't think that was on purpose. I think there were moments where he was,
like Mikel Arteta's decision to give him that.
You could keep the armband, but Declan Rice is the captain, which is basically what happened. But sure. I think what we saw was someone who was scared to make those line-breaking passes, to drive at defenders, to be brave. And I'm not necessarily sure why. To me, maybe it comes from Mikel Arteta's instances of being like, you have to be defensive. You just have to. You can't be so brave that you fall out of position for a counter press, or you fall out of position for a transition back to defending. And I think that played too much with his head, because the way Martin Odegaard likes to do is that he likes to float into those right half spaces. He's not always available back. You know, he likes to cut across the top. He's not always available to be back. So it's almost like, I don't know if it's the thing of like, don't go so many yards away from where you're supposed to be. I think the way he plays calls for him to do that, and he wouldn't. But long story short, I think we're going to see in this World Cup the Martin Odegaard of old. I think we're going to see him rejuvenate, especially knowing it's his first World Cup, dude. I don't think you're giving enough credit to Martin Odegaard, and I think Sorloth is also going to surprise you.
I have no reason to give them. I'm not saying they're bums, but I have no reason to give them any credit because they haven't been here before. So they have to like kind of adapt to the, you know, the bright lights of New Jersey. Le Boston.
Le Boston. Le Gilet.
So until I see what that first game kind of looks like, which is against Iraq, and maybe that won't be exactly representative of the pressure that they'll be under in a World Cup. But say miraculously Norway drop points here, then you got to be sounding the alarms already.
Against Senegal?
Against Iraq.
Oh, against Iraq. Oh, my God. No, that's... everything's gone haywire. To forget everything I said, delete it all from the mainframe.
Right, right. Yeah. So I think you have a little too much confidence without seeing any, World Cup body of work just yet. But so we shall see what they end up doing. All right. We got a couple more.
We got some funny comments.
Producers picked the best one. Shout out to everybody watching on YouTube in the chat.
If a team is trailing at the hydration break, they get to choose a player on the winning team to ice them with a delicious Smirnoff Ice. These are great ideas.
I
haven't approved any of them through IFAB or FIFA.
But this is the room where we brainstorm. So thank you so much. Yeah.
You're in a safe space.
Micah Raj says USA scored 3 against Senegal. France scored 3. Is the USA now France? We go into the finals. I mean,
if you do the math, yes.
I'm doing some quick math right now, and this is making some sense.
I'm uncomfortable with how many people think the U.S. can actually get to a finals now. I'm like, y'all need to slow down. You call me crazy when I said maybe semifinals, and now people are like, forget semifinals, kid. You should be thinking about the final. Book your ticket, you know?
Michael Elise's vision and weight of pass equals pure art. Thank you, Melissa.
I don't know how he does that with his foot.
Yeah. No, he's just fantastic.
I've only said that about a few videos, and one of them was Michael Lee saying. Ngola Kanté, Captain Le Bouffant.
I mean, without a doubt, I mean,
in. France should have worn their away jersey. If you have a jersey honoring the city, you have to wear it there. Oh, that actually makes a lot of sense. Their away jersey honors the Statue of Liberty. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
It's
okay.
The color, it was the gift from France to the U.S. Oh, that makes all the sense in the world.
Okay.
Who is that? COG7? Genius, bro.
Well done.
You know what? You're now the head of marketing for France.
New France. This has been the interview, and you nailed it.
Yeah, you didn't know you were in an interview. But
these Senegalese fans in Paris started celebrating Jackson's strike in front of France fans, only for it to be ruled offside seconds later. Yeah. I mean, you got to celebrate when you can. Why?
Wearing a Spurs jersey in New York.
Okay.
Well, at least this is all fun and games here.
Okay. What are we looking at? What is this emoji?
It's just a little too small for us to see, but I'm sure it's
This is the Victoria Beckham meme, but I wish we could
read it. It says water break. I think the water break is the two emojis.
Okay, okay. I wish we could read it, but it's a little too small.
It's the be honest meme.
Yeah. So, well, you know, you get LOLs in the chat. There's a ghetto in Paris that they can gather up kids and they'll beat Iraq.
I mean, that's messed up. In a game, of course. But yeah, dude, the suburbs of Paris have a ton of talent, man.
Yeah. Is the suburbs of
that's
Paris
the bad part.
Called the ghetto? It's very interesting.
Everything in Europe is reversed.
Okay. So we should ask, like, are France still World Cup favorites after after this game ultimately?
In fact, if you were saying Spain, did you say Spain or were you on the same page?
I said Spain, yeah. I said
if you said Spain, you should probably be a little worried about that pick. And if you said France, you should probably be a lot more confident about that pick. I said France, and I'm sitting here thinking, yeah, look, that just showed it to you.
I think they didn't beat the brakes off of Senegal. I think the comparison with Cape Verde, I think, went into that game knowing who they were up against, how they needed to play to get a result. I think Senegal went into the game a little bit like, we can express ourselves a little bit. We don't have to just bunker down.
I don't care. I can't accept that for Cape Verde. It's Cape Verde. No. I mean, all jokes aside, Cape Verde is how small.
But I'm just saying, they know who they are. Sure. And they know they need their goalkeeper to make those kinds of saves to get
also,
any kind of a result.
You think Spain were like, oh, they're parking the bus?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
You should be able to get around.
I'm saying that the countries that qualify out of Africa are, I think, a lot more tested than we necessarily think.
Yeah.
I think Senegal maybe should have brought that Cape Verde energy a little bit, because I think they tried to play an expressive game and not be intimidated, and they got Mbappe'd. Okay, they got Olise'd.
I don't agree. I think there was a little bit more of that than you're thinking happened because of Illiman-Njai not starting, unless he's injured.
No, that's not the exact reason. But
I'm assuming he probably didn't start because they were like, hey, we need to be a bit more defensive.
Sure.
And we're gonna let our forwards try to do what they can. I don't know. I don't agree. I don't think if you have the firepower and you have the talent, go. Be brave. It's a World Cup. How many times are you going to play in the World Cup?
Sure, but you also don't want to get humiliated either. And not to say that they did.
But imagine not showing your talent, just parking the bus and getting beat. Ugh.
Okay. Terrible. I mean, it happens quite a bit.
I'll tell you something. That is illegal.
In
Limerick City.
Haiti, just a 1-0 loss. I mean, that's still something to be proud of. Like, they're not going to create a lot of opportunities. They're going to have to stop a lot of shots. And it's a World Cup, but also let's not humiliate the country back home, man. I want to be able to go to my hometown. And if I'm in Nigeria, get a jollof rice somewhere. I don't want to be yelled at. Like, it can't be that either.
Damn, where am I going to get jollof rice now?
It is clearly unavailable in any other country.
Now I have been banned.
Overall, like, I still think it was an entertaining game to watch. And I think Senegal could probably be a little bit disappointed, but, you know, they didn't get embarrassed. This, realistically, you know, the stats say this should have been 2-1, right? Like,
yeah, as far as I'm
the analytics, right? This is only a 2-1 loss. It was just a miraculous goal from Mbappe that makes it look a little bit worse. All right. Are we wrapping up there? We got any more comments? Or we got a couple more comments. CJ says, meet to Jackson. And Sar, Ale Le Blue, let's go. Shout out to everybody watching on YouTube as well. Shout out to everybody watching across all the Yahoo Sports channels.
All Yahoo Sports, bro. Shout out to everyone watching us on Yahoo Finance. We're in Yahoo Finance.
Okay, which is where we are.
Hey, you know what? Sell all your stock.
Okay, to me.
Yeah.
I'm happy to be doing this, and it's exciting. We're in the heart of New York City here in Yahoo Studios. The Cooligans.
The Statue of Liberty is not the Statue of Liberty. The Empire State Building is right there.
Yeah. Is it in this shot?
It's not in the shot, but
it might be
right
in my
there.
Shot. I don't know. Also,
it's definitely not in your.
Also, they're cleaning the windows back there. You can see it.
Yeah, if you see strings, that's not. It's Spider-Man. Spider-Man's just dangling from the building.
And just a reminder, we're here Monday through Friday, noon Eastern, every single weekday covering the World Cup. We'll either be here at Yahoo Studios. We're sometimes on the road and in some of the World Cup cities. So make sure you tune in every single day throughout this World Cup. There's no more funnier.
Hit that little bell if you're on watching on YouTube. Hit that little bell so you know exactly. Yo, I forgot. It's noon Eastern,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
Set your boy's about to be on live.
Set your alarms. Set your reminders. So you can remember.
Of course.
It's like I haven't seen the Coolians in 24 hours.
I mean, that guy who won the chess tournament by putting the vibrating dick up his. Get one of those.
Yeah, that was necessary.
One of those. You're like, oh my God, hold on. Quick to YouTube.
Anyway, thank you, Smirnoff Ice.
Thank you so much.
We'll be back tomorrow, noon Eastern. Join us.
As soon as it vibrates.